it's not really my accomplishment. There are a lot of talented agents and attorneys who have been working on these offshore projects for some time. But to tell you a little bit about what it's about is we're trying to find taxpayers, mostly wealthy taxpayers, who are hiding their money from the government in offshore bank accounts and investments. It's huge amounts of money. There's no way to really know the amount because it's invisible. But there have been some reasonable estimates that it could be like $100 billion a year. And the challenge, of course, is to find these people because they're investing in countries where there's usually strict bank secrecy. And we have treaties with a lot of these countries, but you can't make a treaty request normally until you have someone under examination. So if you don't know who the taxpayer is, you can't directly ask for the information under a treaty.
But you actually made some progress in actually finding where these pockets of money are.
Yes, we had a really smart revenue agent in New Jersey back about 1999 that figured out that there is information located in the United States that helps us to identify these people. And he figured out that people who have money in offshore bank accounts often get access to that money by a credit card that's issued by the foreign bank. And they use the credit card to spend the money, and then they pay it with the money that's already offshore. But all those transactions, those credit card transactions, go through computers in the United States. So we used something called a John Doe summons to go to the people that process those transactions and obtain the information. And from there, it's just a matter of detective work to identify the person using the card.
Whenever we talk with a Sammy's finalist, they always, always give credit to their coworkers, to their teammates, to people who helped them get this far. You're no different. You did the exact same thing. Speak a little bit about the significance of teamwork when it comes to public service.
Well, it's absolutely critical, especially when you're taking on a very large problem like the one that we're working on. There's no way that one person could really make a dent in the problem. And all of us bring different skill sets to the table. The main revenue agent that I've been working with for many years is a computer expert, and he's the one that figured out how to use this data once that we got it in our possession. Another agent that started the whole project was an international examiner who got interested in the subject and spent 2 years studying the problem before he came up with this idea of using a John Doe summons. And, you know, we work with others that have different skill sets, and we all bring something to the table. I just happen to be the lucky one getting the attention because I'm kind of the common denominator in a lot of these projects.
I have to ask, I'd really like to know what your initial reaction was when you found out you were a Sammy's finalist.
Well, it was excitement and surprise. I mean, those of us who work for the IRS are not used to getting favorable recognition from outside the agency. It's not just a matter of scaring people into doing the right thing. It's reinforcing the idea that those who are already doing the right thing aren't suckers because they're behaving that way.
So what does being a Sammy's finalist mean to you?
It's just really nice to get the recognition, not only for the work that I'm doing, but for all the people that are working with me. And the level of interest among the people that I work with is really something to see as well. I've actually gotten emails from Internal Revenue Service equivalents in Australia that I've been working with, and they're just as excited as I am because it's recognition for the importance of the work that we're doing.
And you are not a first-year Fed, are you? You've been doing this for a little while.
35 years.
Why'd you choose to be a Fed? Why'd you choose this gig?
Well, I had an interesting experience my second year in law school. After the second year, I got a job working as a clerk for the office that I'm in right now, but the version in Washington, D.C., and I really enjoyed the experience, and so I applied for a job after that. And the thing that really has stuck out in my mind all these years is the very first time that I met with somebody, a boss at the IRS, I was told that my job was not to get the maximum amount of tax, but to get the right answer. And that's been a consistent message that I've gotten from the people that I work for throughout the years, and it gives me a real high comfort level with the job that I'm doing.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to talk to some young feds out there, maybe people who are considering public service with the federal government. What sort of advice would you give them, whether they join the IRS or some other agency? What sort of advice would you give them about working for the federal government?
Well, there's a lot of satisfaction in doing the public service that goes hand in hand with federal employment, and I'm sure the same is true at state and local levels as well. The benefits are pretty good. The pay is not always equivalent to what you get in the private sector, but there is a lot of satisfaction that makes up for the difference. And like I say, that charge of getting the right answer rather than getting the maximum dollars for the client is something that you can't get in private practice of law that you can get working for the public sector.